Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. The investigation into a shooting involving a Chicago police officer continues this morning. Investigators say an apparent struggle preceded the shooting in the Back of the Yards neighborhood. The details from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Police say a community safety team had responded to 53rd and May after a shot spotter alert around 11 o'clock last night. There was a group of people there, and police say that after officers approached to ask them questions, they got into a struggle with one of the people who allegedly had a gun. A police officer fired his or her weapon, critically wounding the person. Police say the gun was recovered. As is routine after police are involved in a shooting, the Civilian Office of Police Accountability will investigate, and the officer involved will be on desk duty for 30 days. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago high school student is recovering after being shot in the head yesterday during a driver's ed course. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
It was about noon at 113th and Normal in the Roseland neighborhood, the last day of driver's ed. There were two students in the car with an instructor from Fenger Academy. A 17-year-old girl was driving, reportedly trying a three-point turn when there was gunfire. A bullet grazed the girl's head. She was taken to Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn, where she was treated and released. Nobody else was hurt. Police say the shooting is under investigation and nobody is in custody. That's the story from the Roseland neighborhood.
Parents of students in Highland Park School District 112 had an opportunity to speak to the school board last night. As the group held a special meeting to discuss safety improvements across the district, the session was held as a result of the mass shooting at the Highland Park 4th of July parade. The board heard a number of comments from parents who said they support new safety policy reforms. Board members say they will keep the public's comments in mind as they move forward.
Chicago police are looking for whoever stole an SUV with two dogs inside yesterday afternoon. Kayla Ward says she parked the black Porsche SUV with Michigan plates outside a restaurant on the 700 block of Wells and ran inside. When she came out, the car and her dogs were gone. She tells CBS 2,
I just miss my dogs so much. I just want my dogs back. I don't care about the car. I don't care about anything. I just want my dogs back.
She says the dogs are microchipped and she's hoping that will help find them.
Chicago Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia says he's considering another run for mayor. He says while he's getting calls from people asking about it, he hasn't made up his mind yet.
It's difficult because I love my job. I now truly understand why Congressman Harold Washington was so reluctant to leave Congress when he was drafted to run. So it's tough. And lastly, I've got to continue the conversation with my wife.
He says people are telling him they remember his work as a community organizer and urban planner. When he ran against incumbent Mayor Rahm Emanuel in 2015, he forced a runoff election, which Emanuel then won by 11 percentage points.
The head of the Chicago Transit Authority says the agency has been hit with the same great resignation as other businesses, and it's working to get back to full strength.
In a noontime speech before the City Club of Chicago, CTA President Dorville Carter acknowledged the transit agency is not meeting high expectations for reliability and on-time performance, and he says staff shortages are behind some of that. To help, he says the CTA is hiring back some retired bus operators to work part-time. As for complaints that the L trains are too filthy,
we are improving our already offensive cleaning protocols for vehicles, interior and exterior, and we'll be increasing the janitorial staffing to further enhance the level of cleaning on our trains, at our stations, and on our rail right-of-way.
Carter also says the station renewal program continues. This year, he says, some 30 stations will receive improvements like new lighting, fresh paint, and repaired electronic signs. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
Three men are pleading not guilty in the attempted murder of an off-duty Chicago police officer.
Demetrius Harold, Brian Hayes, and Justin Chrismantis are charged with the attempted murder of Chicago police officer Daniel Golden. The prosecution says Officer Golden, off-duty at the time, tried to break up a fight in the Beverly neighborhood on June 9th when Chrismantis got a gun from a vehicle and gave it to Brian Hayes, who fired at Golden, critically wounding him. Officer Golden is paralyzed from the waist down. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
The attorney for people who say they were framed by Chicago police now has a full, unredacted report from the city. Joel Flaxman says the report will support lawsuits brought by people like Ben Baker and Clarissa Glenn, who say they were wrongfully arrested and later convicted due to Sergeant Ronald Watts and his crew.
This absolutely is important evidence for lawsuits. You know, the incident that the report is about is the lawsuit that was filed by Ben Baker and Clarissa Glenn. And so I think the city's going to have a very hard time saying, on one hand, here's our investigation, this officer committed misconduct, and then going into court and saying we dispute that.
He also says it shows the city was aware of police misconduct, but spent millions in court to defend the lawsuits against police.
A 45-year-old man is dead after being pulled from Lake Michigan last night. Police say Carnell Williams was rescued from the lake along the 700 block of South DuSable Lakeshore Drive. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition, but later died. The National Weather Service has issued a warning for up to 6-foot waves and hazardous rip currents along the lake along Illinois and Indiana's shoreline. The warning remains in effect until this afternoon.
The Illinois State Fair now underway in Springfield.
Governor Pritzker presides over the ribbon cutting, the main gate to the Illinois State Fair. And he talks up the spruced up fairground.
This is the first time in decades that major improvements are being made to these fairgrounds. And thanks to Rebuild Illinois for that. This historic bipartisan capital plan has allowed us to modernize and upgrade our roads and our bridges, our airports, our water and sanitation systems, our schools, aging facilities.
As for food, the governor leans toward lemon shakeups and the occasional funnel cake. At the Illinois State Fair, Dave Dahl, 105.9 WBBM.
And the fair runs through Sunday, August 21st.
The police department in far west suburban Wayne says they're still trying to catch a group of pigs that's been on the loose for more than a week. The Kane County Chronicle reports Police Chief Tim Roberts says a larger group of people is being put together to be available so they can be guided to an enclosure. A local animal rescue and rehab organization is also joining the effort.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.